Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we are airborne on the last hour of the show, Morning Crossfire. We're reaching you live from our audiovisual studios on ATM and Crescent Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. Wherever you are, thank you for joining us. If you're watching on Facebook, it is good to know that you're there. If you're watching on YouTube as well, it's good to know that you're there. As you can see, you can see my guests in the studio. I mean, the studio is packed full. But before we get into the business of the day, I have told you that we're going to do treasure hunt today. Okay, so Olamide is here. Olamide would kickstart a treasure hunt for us today. Olamide, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Cherif.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing fantastic. I just don't know how this will turn out. What are people looking for?
So they're looking for a treasure, apparently, because it's a treasure hunt.
Okay.
But to get this treasure, you have to download the Nigeria Info app first.
Okay.
Now, don't go and download any app. Okay. The Nigeria Info app is distinct. It has the NI written on the green,
absolutely,
yellow and green background. So make sure you're downloading the right app. Now, the treasure for this, once you download the app, you launch it, then set for the treasure.
Okay.
Right? The treasure for the Morning Crossfire, just this show, is a promotional banner celebrating our 10th year anniversary, of course. Nigeria Info is 10.
Okay.
And on this banner, there are pictures of our OEP,
okay,
of our on-air personalities.
Okay.
And on this banner, inscribed on this banner is celebrating... Let me just get that quickly.
Okay.
Inscribed on this banner is cheers to 10 years of great conversations.
Okay.
So you see a big 10, then cheers to 10 years of great radio conversations written on the banner.
Okay.
Now, once you find this banner, you click it. It takes you to a landing page that, you know, lets you know that you have found the treasure.
Okay.
Then you fill in your details correctly, then submit. That's all you have to do.
That's all.
Yes. Just fill in your details correctly, then submit.
And find this banner.
Yes.
Click on it.
Yes.
Then it pops up a page for you where you can fill in your details in case you are the winner.
Exactly.
So we can contact you.
Exactly.
So once you fill in this thing, submit, and that's it.
Exactly. So the first person to find it and fill in your details correctly. Because if you don't fill it correctly, we'll not be able to contact you.
Oh,
so make sure
okay.
Yes. So make sure you fill in your details correctly. And you might just be a winner for today. For
when it is ending?
It ends in 30 minutes.
In 30 minutes?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay, guys.
So the minutes, the moment my voice gets off this radio, then...
You know that you are here to announce the winner.
No, the hunt starts.
Okay, once you leave now,
yeah, exactly.
The hunt starts.
Yeah, the hunt
it hasn't started yet.
Yes.
But once you leave the studio now, it starts.
Yes, yes.
Then once you are back again, it ends.
It ends.
You are here with the winner's
the winner.
Name.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so okay.
The time starts now, I guess.
Let's go over that again.
Okay, download the Nigeria Info app.
Okay.
Then you search for a treasure. The treasure could be anywhere on the app. So this treasure, today the treasure on the Morning Crossfire for this morning is a clickable banner.
Okay.
It's a promotional banner celebrating our 10th year anniversary. That's a picture of our OEP.
Okay.
With the number 10 inscribed
written on it.
Yeah, written on it.
Okay.
Then it also has cheers to 10 years of great radio conversations written on it.
Mm.
So once you find it, you click it. It takes you to a page where you're informed that you have found the treasure.
Yeah.
Then you fill in your details and submit. And that's all.
Fantastic.
It should be that easy.
Olamide Fadoju is the producer of Morning Crossfire. Thank you so much for giving us details of how people can win money this morning. Okay. So there you go. Oh, yeah. Go and start downloading and go and start searching. Best of luck to you guys out there. Now, let's start the Crossfire proper this morning and talk risk management. Here we go.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Only one in every 200,000 Nigerians has an insurance policy and hardly discuss it. They don't talk about it. It's like a taboo. Word of mouth is still the strongest means of awareness. You agree with me. And unfortunately, it's only when something goes wrong that those holding insurance policies talk about them. Ah, don't worry. I get insurance. You get insurance all the years and you didn't tell us. And we are crying on your behalf. Ah, don't cry again. Not your problem. People just don't talk about insurance. I don't know why they don't talk about it. Now, a very large population of Nigerians have remained unmoved and very slow at taking up insurance despite obvious threats to their health, despite obvious threats to their assets, despite rising reports of insecurity. They just can't be bothered. Maybe it could be due to some certain things, which I'll allow my expert in the studio to talk more about. I would do that. In 2012, the Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, launched the National Financial Inclusion Strategy. Now, the idea behind this is to increase the number of adults that have access to financial services to 80% by 2020. Now, to achieve this, different targets were set for each sector of the financial system. Now, for the insurance industry, the target was 40% insurance penetration amongst the adult population by the year 2020. We are in 2021. We'll give answers to that much later on the show. If you've taken up a policy, an insurance policy, we'd like to hear from you as well. Tell us about your experience with this policy you've taken. If you had pleasant experience, unpleasant experience, let's know about it, because I have great minds in the studio that would talk about this some more. Let me introduce my guests very quickly the numbers on this prep that Zainab put together, there are too many. If I go now, we'll start this program at 8:30. So let's not go on. Samuel Odusona is here. Samuel Odusona is an insurance broker. Samuel, good morning to you.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here.
My name is Samuel Otusonya.
Apologies for that. Afolabi Shoaga is here as well. Afolabi, morning to you.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Let me start with you, gentlemen. I'm going to start with the data I just reeled out a moment ago about insurance penetration. Samuel, I'm going to start with you. The target set back then in 2012 was 40%. How would you describe acceptance or awareness of insurance amongst the adult population? Because, I mean, let's be realistic. This is on the laps of adults, really. In Nigeria here, what's the awareness level like, Samuel?
Well, Sheriff, thank you so very much. The awareness level, as we are speaking, is actually 0.5%.
No way.
Because of, actually, we're going above 1%, but because of the coronavirus, which actually affected our industry and somehow shrunk the industry in terms of
awareness, income, penetration,
and penetration and all. So it brought us to 0.5%. But I can assure you that a lot of things are actually in process and in plan to ensure that we move beyond the 0.5 that we are currently and we hit our target.
Afolabi, what? Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to add something very quickly to what Samuel has said. Yeah. I was having a conversation with some friends yesterday.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I said or mentioned is the fact that for people that have actually used insurance, that have bought a policy, have had a claim settled, these people know the importance of insurance. I have a friend, his name is Maruf.
Okay.
I was having a conversation with him a long time ago, and he was talking about how it is crazy for anybody who drives in Lagos, for example, not to have comprehensive auto insurance. It's mad, because it's almost impossible. You will definitely get hit by someone or get scratched by someone. You know, we see that every day, right? So for people that have actually tasted it, I have a friend that has had several claims, and these people know that this thing is there. But like you said, we don't really talk about it. It's those people that are enjoying it, they keep enjoying it. They don't have reasons to tell you about it
anyways. Why can't they just spread the good?
Because it's usually not until I have a claim, for example. The premium I paid doesn't come into effect in that sense, right? It's only when I have a claim that I get to talk about it. If I don't have a claim, if not happens to my car, then there's really no point talking about
it. To me, it has a lot to do with culture, Samuel. Why do we have this poor culture towards risk management? Right. I mean, like Folavi said, I mean, why wouldn't you have comprehensive auto insurance, for instance, when you know the state of roads in Lagos, when you know drivers in Lagos, can be frustrating. I mean, then again, people don't talk about it, but the culture still remains the fact that a lot of people, Samuel, believe that it's a waste of money when you put money away, when you just give people some amount of money every year for something that you're thinking would never happen, for instance. To what extent has that culture affected insurance penetration in Nigeria?
This is actually one of the few things we face in the industry. You know, insurance is actually laws of large numbers.
Okay.
And the fact that you have a policy and you haven't had a claim does not mean another person doesn't have a claim. And it's like I said earlier, it's a law of large numbers. A lot of people come together to the scheme to contribute to the scheme.
That's right.
And whoever it is that is involved in a claim is the claim that we are going to process and settle. And basically, insurance deals with legitimacy.
Yeah.
And basically, we will definitely process legitimate claims and ensure that we get them settled.
Here's me thinking, Samuel, for instance, let me stay with you. Here's me thinking that perhaps this will encourage people, because nobody has told me before, but I've seen an advert of insurance companies, not in Nigeria, but I've seen insurance companies saying that they will pay you some certain amount of a premium if you don't have any claim for a year or something like that.
Yeah.
Perhaps that is to encourage people to come into it. Don't you think that would help as well if we practice that in Nigeria?
Yeah, basically the idea is to encourage people to come and have insurance.
Yeah.
And basically our culture, when you keep contributing to
a purse,
and you're not getting from it.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to think that, what is in it for me?
I've been putting money. You
understand?
Yeah.
So basically, it doesn't work that way. So a lot of underwriters came together, brought out some ideas, some initiatives to encourage the public domain to do insurance. For example, during the lockdown, vehicles are stationed. Which means that you could say that I'm not moving my vehicle.
Yeah.
That means I don't need insurance, but that is a very big lie.
Ah.
Yes, where you're parked, anything can happen.
That's right.
Something can fall from the sky.
That's right.
And affect
your vehicle. An accident, anything can happen.
A risk never calls you when it's going to materialize.
That's another truth, yeah.
You understand?
Just to quickly say something about what you just said.
Yeah.
I mean, people contribute several years, and I mean, there was this very interesting story that I heard that about a particular person that was always getting householder's insurance. First year, second year, third year, fourth year, no claim. And then on the fifth year, he said, you know what, I'm not doing again. I've just been wasting money. And then on the fifth year, when he was on cover,
don't land. Oh, God.
And so, like someone mentioned...
Afolabi, I have to take this from you.
Yeah.
This is coming from a place of personal experience.
Yeah.
I had a customer who had done a motor insurance comprehensive with me for like 5 years. And on the sixth year, she was like, I don't know insurance. I've not had a claim. I've not done this. I've not done that. I know. I want to do a third party. And I was like, madam, please, let's do comprehensive for you. She insisted that she wanted a third party. And unfortunately,
which is what most of us have, by the way. Yeah. I have third party. Well, let's go on.
No, Sheriff, you have to do comprehensive. You have to do comprehensive.
No, after this conversation,
This is going to enlighten you more.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the day that my customer decided to go for a third party overnight, he had a armed robbers came to the building and the vehicle was
vandalized or stolen.
The funniest thing is 1 to 4 years, no claim,
nothing.
And on the 50th, I decided that she wanted to do a third party. And that was when the vehicle was stolen. And third party does not take care of the vehicle.
A stolen vehicle, right?
No, it doesn't.
So like someone said, risk will not tell you when it's going to happen. And that's why we do risk management. That's why you have insurance companies there for you to transfer that risk to them. And so you don't have to worry about it. You don't need to think about it. I mean, I have a friend, Maruf, that I was mentioning earlier.
Yeah.
He said whenever he gets bashed on Lagos Road, he just drives on. Because he doesn't worry about it.
He doesn't care.
I have a policy that covers me. So, I mean, I can't waste my time arguing with these agbiros and people. Let me just go off. And that is what
I have a lot of questions as to... In that area, as to how you can make claims if you have insurance and the rest of it, but I want us to track back a little. 2020 was a year that would not be forgotten ever in the history of mankind. COVID-19 struck, crumbled everything. Well, most economies are still struggling because of high inflation rate due to COVID in 2020. They are yet to come off of it. But let me start with you, Folabi. Let's talk about the impact of COVID on the insurance industry. What was it like?
Well, like you said, Sheriff, everyone got hit by COVID. Practically everybody. In fact, I saw a research recently that says that about 7% or more than that, SMEs in the UK have permanently shut down.
permanently.
Permanently, they're not coming back. They're completely out of business as a result
of COVID,
of the pandemic. Mm. So everybody got it. Even governments, like you said, are also struggling.
That's right.
And so the insurance industry was not different. From the data that we received from the NBS, as at Q2 2020, at the peak of the pandemic, our industry contracted by more than 20%.
My word.
Just a quarter. But then the good news is that since then, we've seen a gradual return to positive numbers. In fact, for Q2 2021, which is the most recent data we have from the NBS, we're now posting positive growth for the industry.
Oh,
all right. So, yes, we did suffer and eat. We had to do a lot of things. We had to adapt ourselves. Even us at FBN Insurance Brokers, for example, we also had to adapt a few things in our businesses just to make sure that we're still
you
able
have to
deliver
you
value
to
our customers. And so, but then we are coping well. That's the good news. Claims are coming in, customers are getting value for their money. You know, we're being able to meet our obligations, basically. And that's the...
I hope the way it is for, you know, your own organization is the way it is for the industry at large, because it's very important.
What you
guys do, it's quite important towards the stability of the economy as a whole. I'm looking at my time here. I'm almost due for a break, but I think that we can take someone's experience or insurance related experience before we go to that break. We have about a minute. If we can manage that, that will be very, very lovely. If you would like to talk... Oh, yeah. Mm, they didn't even allow me to land. Let's take one and before we go to break. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Yes, we have about 40 seconds for you.
Yeah, my name is Tafika.
You need to turn off your radio.
Yeah. Right now, I'm going through a lot about one insurance company. I don't want to mention their name.
Okay.
Yeah. I reported a claim about 2 weeks ago. Up to now, I have not gotten anything from them.
What was it about? What was the claim about?
The claim is about little accident that happened to my car one morning like that when the rain was falling.
Okay.
So a gate just opened
and
one
smashed
of the and hit my front headlight.
Mm. Let's go to break. Can you hold? Oh no, you can't. It's a long break. But we'll be right back.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're back on the Crossfire here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. 8:36 is the time. I'm Sheriff Quadri. For those watching online, thank you for joining us this morning. We're talking insurance. If you've got questions for my guests, please drop your questions on our live stream on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also drop your question on our live stream on YouTube as well, Nigeria Info 99.3. Olamide is back to announce the winner of the treasure hunt this morning.
Sheriff, it's unbelievable because I think today's treasure hunt was quite easy because within these 30 minutes, we had almost 150 people found the treasure hunt.
Wow.
Almost 150
people. That must have been quite easy.
Quite easy.
There's a banner quite now. Easy, quite easy, quite easy.
We're nice like that. Nigerians feel nice like that. So, but like I said, it's always the first person to, just the first person to find it, then fill in the details correctly. Yeah. And the winner for the Money Crossfire this morning is no other person but Jaiola Isaac.
Wow.
Jaiola Isaac found it first.
Jaiola Isaac.
Yes.
Congratulations to you.
So the winner for this morning.
10,000 naira is yours, Jaiola Isaac. 10,000 naira. Yes. Olamide, thank you so much. So the next one will be played on
Table Talk. Yes,
we're talking about. That's at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Right. Another person will win 10,000 naira there as well.
Of course.
People are... Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Olamide, for dropping by. I appreciate it. Congratulations to Mr. Isaac Jaiola for winning 10,000 naira this morning. Best of luck to the other ones. Don't worry. The treasure hunt continues all day and all night, even on Live and Dangerous at 10 p.m. and on Chat Station at 2 a.m. You still be playing treasure hunt. So it's enough will go around that we've got for you here on Nigeria Info. How about we get back to our conversation this morning on the Morning Crossfire? Let's do that right away.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I see have my guests in the studio here. Falabi is here. And, of course, Samuel. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. Before the break, Ekola called in and spoke about his troubles in claiming his whatever it is. What do you guys call it? Claiming what now?
Claims.
Okay. Claims, yeah. Yeah. Let me listen to you, Folabi, on this one. Okay. What do you think could be going on?
Well, so, we were just having the conversation during the break that this customer has just one problem.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a broker.
He doesn't have a broker.
That's the problem.
That's his problem.
Yes. Because, if you have a valid claim, and I should mention that if you have a valid claim, right, a broker is there to talk you through what you need to do to get that claim settled.
And that would cost a lot of money.
But that's the interesting thing. It's coming at no cost to you as a customer, really.
Oh, no.
You don't pay any extra kobo for using the broker.
You don't pay a dime.
It's the same thing you're going to pay if you don't use a broker. It's the same thing you're going to pay if you use a broker. So why not use a broker? Because if you have a broker, whenever you have a claim, you don't even need to go to the insurance company yourself. All you need to do is just to call your broker and say, this just happened. What should I do?
Yeah.
How do I get my claim settled? And as brokers, we even have a better bargaining power, if I may use that word, because we're not just going there as individuals trying to get a claim settled. We're going there with all our brand
might.
Yes.
Might.
To say that, our customer has this claim. We need it settled as soon as possible.
Fantastic.
Right. So, the best way to get your claim set is to have a broker have that conversation.
Can he still get a broker to pursue this claim, this same claim?
Yeah. Okay. Someone.
Well, it's possible. Like Folabi said, we're a brokerage firm, and we are actually not into brokerage services. That's like placing our business alone.
Okay.
We are also into claims management.
Okay.
So, if there are anybody out there who has issues with their claims, legitimate claims.
Yeah.
Let me emphasize this. Legitimate, genuine claims. We will be offering these services free.
Free of charge?
Yes.
My word.
We'll be offering these services free of charge. If you have a legitimate claim, a genuine claim, please, I'm going to be dropping, we'll be dropping our contact with Sheriff.
I can't wait.
Please reach out to Sheriff. We'll be willing to pursue this for you.
Let me take this one here from Tayo Naja. Tayo says, some insurance companies make people not to have trust in insurance. Can you imagine my car being hit by another car 3 months ago and up to today, he hasn't got his claims yet from the insurance company, though he's on a third party. My car is still in the mechanic workshop and I am talking to you now, fixing it with my money. That brings us to the third party insurance. Samuel, talk us through this third-party insurance that most of us, including me myself, that we have. We have little or no understanding as to why we're even taking third-party insurance. Can you break that down for us?
Wow, Sheriff, thank you for this. And I'm going to take my time to answer this question.
Yeah.
Third-party insurance is actually the cheap. In fact, it is the bare minimum. If you are driving a vehicle, you must at least have a third-party insurance. And a whole lot of people see third-party insurance as let my people go. Like, police, let me go.
Let me just pass.
Let me just pass and all. But the truth is, third-party insurance covers a whole lot beyond let my people go.
Oh.
First, I'm going to look at the damage to third-party's property.
Okay.
You're paying 5,000 naira. Third-party insurance for a private vehicle goes for 5,000 naira. But it's going to cover you against damage to third party's property up to the tune of 1 million naira. That's damage to third party's property.
Yeah.
Up to the tune of 1 million naira. So now, this same policy also covers the user of the vehicle against injury, bodily injury, or death to third party arising out of the use of the vehicle.
Or even death.
Debt, yes, even debt. Okay. The your 5,000 naira that you are paying covers third party
injuries.
Damage to third party's property.
Property itself.
Up to 1 million naira.
Okay.
And it also covers injury to third party as well as debt to third party. And injury and debt to third party, you can't, these are unquantifiable.
Okay.
You can't quantify this. So basically, there are a lot of technicalities
that are involved there
when such occurrence happen.
But you are covered.
You are covered.
That 5,000
unlimited.
Naira. Unlimited coverage.
Unlimited coverage. However, it has to be reasonable.
Okay.
Unlimited but reasonable. My colleagues in the industry will know where I'm coming from when I mention that reasonable.
Okay. All right. Afolabi, you'd like to add a few things?
Well, so just to again emphasize the fact that if this person that has had a claim for about 3 months, for example, had a broker, you would not be in the situation that you are today, right? And I do agree with what he has said, the fact that, you know, one of the issues that has affected penetration in this country is the fact that people do not trust the industry. They don't trust that their claims will get settled.
Mm.
And we've had some legacy issues in the past, but all of that has stopped, really, because currently insurance companies do pay. They do pay. Like someone would tell you, between 2015 and 2019, they're about...
Yeah, between 2015 and 2019, the insurance industry has actually paid a claim of up to almost $1 trillion in 5 years. In 5 years. And I can assure you that between 2020, because this information I just relayed out is actually between 2015 and 2019.
Okay.
So definitely when the results for 2020 are going to be released with the COVID, with the NSAS claim, I can tell you that even 2020 claim is going to eat $1 trillion. I can tell you this for free. That 2020 claim with the NSAS issues is going to eat $1 trillion, 2020 alone.
And so again, just to say, get a broker, really. If you have a broker, then you have less problems.
How can people get a broker? What does it get? Who is a broker? How can people?
I mean, we are there. I mean, again, and that's why we appreciate opportunities like this to create this awareness, to say that there are several. In Nigeria alone, you have registered on the website of the NCRIB, that's the
body for insurance.
Insurance brokers.
Yes.
We have over 400 brokers.
Over 700 brokers.
Interesting.
Brokers. Wow.
Right. So there are several brokers.
And you guys are brokers.
And we are brokers as well. Fantastic. And like Samuel said, we're willing to help anybody that has problems, that is listening today, solve those problems.
We would
give our contact details at the end of the show. You can reach out to us. If you have a problem, we're willing to talk you through how you can get those claims settled and just, you know, find solutions to those things. Samuel.
So where we are coming from, we are solution providers. And basically what we want to do is provide solution to the insurance public and to create that confidence and to let them know that insurance works in Nigeria. Thank you.
All right. I have a message here on Facebook. He's watching us on Facebook and he says, you may offer your services to the insured for free, but how do you get paid then?
Wow, okay.
It's like my people are smart people.
Yes, they are very, very.
You cannot go scot-free. Yeah?
Actually, they are very, very smart people. And I, like Afolabi mentioned, it comes at a no cost to you.
Okay.
There's a standard in the market. We have what we call commission rate in the industry. So whether you go through a broker or not, you're still going to pay your premium.
That premium that you pay. For instance, third party, 5,000 Naira.
Yeah.
We are earning 625 Naira from here if you come through a broker.
Okay.
625 Naira. And we're going to take all of the job and
all of the everything.
That's 625 Naira. So you're going to do everything seamless.
Yeah, making it look like it's cheap. It's not cheap. So whether the person, even though you pay the third party, whether you have a broker or not, you have paid that broker's services
commission fee, inside that thing. Part of the premium you are paying
for any insurance.
Any insurance. So basically,
any policy at all.
Any policy
you've
at all.
You paid the money already.
You've paid it with the premium.
So why not just go through a broker then?
That's why we're creating awareness. Yes. People need to know that.
It saves you a whole lot of stress. We help you from structuring your policy to claims management. We'll let you know the right document to bring to straighten your claims, to ensure that you have a stress-free claims management, to ensure that your genuine claims are
you get met. what is due you.
You get your value for.
You know what? I want to interact with people more, but then I have questions as regards documentation, because one thing that is quite important that could slow down claims is documentation. Folabi, talk us through this. In case there are issues of burglary, stolen vehicle, vandalized vehicle, and whatever people get insurance for, how important is documentation, and what are the most important documents that people should keep?
Okay, so I'll let Samuel take that.
Oh, yeah, Samuel,
okay,
please.
Okay, right. Yeah, thank you very much. I'm going to take this. And I'm going to take the most common class of insurance, which is motor vehicle.
Motor vehicle?
Yes, okay. Yes, motor vehicle.
Okay.
So basically for the motor vehicle, I'm going to take the accident-related as well as theft-related.
Okay.
Okay, so for the accident-related, third party inclusive. So okay, basically the document you need is a completed claim form. You take photograph of the accidented vehicle.
Okay.
If it's third party inclusive, you need to get a police report.
Okay.
To substantiate the fact that
that happened.
That is it's actually involved a third party. And the police report is to basically establish who is at fault. Understand? So once you take that, then you get estimates of repairs.
Yeah.
So basically the estimate of repairs is to like, okay, the cost of fixing your vehicle. And if it involves a third party, you can also ask the third party as well to reach out to his or her vendor,
okay,
to get an estimate of repairs.
Okay.
So basically those four documents, you are good to go for a motor vehicle claim. And you see these documents are not difficult.
They're not about really difficult. Well, my question is: Will the insurance cover the third party and the policy owner?
Okay, yeah. I basically need to clarify this.
Okay.
When we say third party, basically third party means the owner of the vehicle is not covered.
Oh.
Yes.
The owner of the vehicle is not covered.
As in, like the property that his vehicle is not covered.
His own vehicle is not covered.
Covered. Yes.
But the person that he damages,
that's right, a third party.
Yes, that's the person that's.
Yes. Okay. For his own comprehensive will take care of him.
For his own.
And comprehensive is not taking care of his vehicle alone.
Hmm.
Comprehensive is going to take care of medicals as well.
Oh, okay.
For passengers in the vehicle.
Okay.
Comprehensive is going to take care of their medicals to their limits. Basically, there are limits to this.
Okay.
So not only the passengers as well. Damage to the vehicle itself
will be taken care of.
Taken care
if you've got comprehensive cover.
Comprehensive cover.
Okay.
That's comprehensive cover. But okay, if you are doing third party alone, basically third party
is the third party.
Address the issues I mentioned.
The conference covers everything.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Let's go to the telephone and hear a bit more from the people this morning. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805 and it's on overdrive this morning, WhatsApp. What again? Female line is 01465-7190. That's exclusively to the females. Chibueze is here from Ikeja. Let's speak with him. Chibueze, morning to you. Hello, Chibueze, morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you. Yes, please.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, my name is Chibueze, like I said before, and I have benefited from insurance, from comprehensive, you know, insurance. And to tell you the truth, it's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
They whatever thing those gentlemen say they do, they do.
Wow.
They can repair your vehicle because my own was a vehicle and 2 times I've benefited from them. And I think it was without hassle. Just fill the form, the necessary form they want you to fill, and boom, you get what you want to do. But then my little contribution is this. There is no need for people to be disturbing others or harassing others or trying to even help others as the gentlemen are doing, because the government is not sincere about it. When the government came about NIN and bank, BBN, within 1 year, government achieved over 50 million people registering.
Hmm.
Why are they now dragging their feet on insurance?
Insurance.
If you say today, if before you make a call, you must be covered by insurance.
Hmm.
Believe you me, within 1 year, within 6 months,
people will rush
every Nigerian will be killed into insurance.
Hmm.
But the thing is that the government, probably because the money goes to companies, or I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't really know why the government
is not
increasing insurance.
Thank you.
Abroad, before you do anything, you must be covered.
Thank you.
Why is it not the same thing in Nigeria? God bless you.
You too, Chibueze. We're going to speak with Shadi. Shadi is in the Kejazo. Shadi, hi. Morning to you.
Hi, Sherry. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, and good morning to the gentlemen in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
I have health and motor vehicle insurance.
Okay.
The health obviously works really well. My motor vehicle insurance, I tried to do a claim once. Okay, I have auto flexi.
Okay.
I tried to do a claim once. They're telling me computer problems, but I'm still on it. That one, I'm still battling with them because you have to file the claim online and all that.
Okay.
So, but to budget how important insurance is, my dad has homeowner's insurance.
Okay.
And for years, always sees it. And the 1 year he had, our roof was blown up by this terrible storm that happened in Lagos a few years back.
Yeah.
And he was able to file his claim.
Wow.
Even though it took a, I'm not lying, it was a bit of a struggle.
Okay.
Because that's when they were trying to be funny. But, you know, he, my dad is very meticulous with his documents and stuff.
Yeah.
So he produced everything and, you know, was able to show that he's not the one that caused the flood to remove the roof, you know, and all that. So eventually, I think it took about a few months.
Okay.
They paid the claim back and everything. I mean, they honored the claim about the roof.
Right.
Yeah, but insurance is good to have.
All right, Shadi. Thank you, too. We're going to speak with Cynthia, who is in transit. Cynthia, morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay. I like the topic, and I wish we'll do it more. The last but one caller said something in about government not, you know, living up to their expectations.
Right.
There is, you know, housing, when you have mortgage to pay on housing and all that.
Yeah.
And then somebody now sacks you. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay. So I know some people cover, have even insurance for their own mortgage too. Mm. But the government already knows that they won't pay. They won't pay your salary. They will owe you 6 months. You understand?
Mm.
So they are the ones really jeopardizing this policy and the scheme.
Right.
Because it should really work. Once insurance starts working in Nigeria, everything will work.
Mm.
People will be, you know, like, sanity will come to our roads. Mm-hmm. Everything you're doing, because you know when you're building, you know, because insurance will come and check.
Mm.
Is this building done up to the expectation and what is it called? Like the way you're supposed to do it. The
yes, specification. Yeah.
Mm. So everything will work. But
right.
Because the system, those in government don't want the system to work.
Mm.
That's why can you imagine the government owing you for 6 months and you have a reason not to pay your mortgage? And then the insurance company, you now lose. They know that they can't stand it. Everybody will go to court, and you know what it means.
That's right.
Or your freezer, you've insured your house, your appliances, and then just our NEPA or whatever they are called now, just strikes and does something. Everybody, of course, they will be paying so much.
They will be
so
too much.
So they're making sure that the insurance is not working. And once insurance starts working in Nigeria, everything will work. Good morning.
Oh, what an interesting point of view. Let's speak with Ayo. After Ayo, I'll come to you, gentlemen. Ayo, hi, morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning to you.
I want to ask two questions, and at the same time, I will say my position.
Okay.
First, how do you expect somebody whose shop, because I'm into business,
okay,
whose shop got completely burnt,
okay,
to lay a claim, when one of the requirements of the claim is the sales book for the day or daily sales book, and the sales book is already in the
right
shop burnt? How do that person make a legit claim? And then the next thing they will ask you is the bank statement. We all know that in Nigeria here, most 90% of our transaction in business is by cash. The bank transaction is less than 10%, because people who come to buy 10 naira will not come with ATM or whatever. And now there is a fire outrage. Then my second position is, in my own, I am interested in insurance policy.
Okay.
I want to cover myself against robbery, because those are the things that can affect my business. And burglary of my shop, then fire. How do I go about it? I want them to educate me, and how I will get my claim when it is necessary.
Right.
They should inform
me. Ayo, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Let's start with Ayo. Who's going to go first?
Let me go. Let me take Ayo.
Okay.
Well, I actually led a very genuine talk with regards to whatever I said with regards to you having a claim and your
cash book.
Your statements of
your cash book.
Yeah,
that's your cash book.
Is in the office. What?
Burnt
with everything.
Mm.
First thing first, as a risk management person, I always enjoin anybody to, whenever you have a cash book or you are dealing with anything that has to do with a record, especially on paper, always have a duplicate that is going to be outside
of that premises.
That business place.
Always, always, always have a document, always have a duplicate that is outside of the business environment.
Environment. Mm.
Then now to now go to the question. Definitely, see, every claim has its peculiarity.
Okay.
Every claim has its challenge. You understand? And underwriters are human. They listen. When you present your claims the way they are, they are also going to investigate. They are also going to investigate.
Right.
So I'm going to enjoin the public. Whenever you have an issue, when you don't even have those documents to back it up, lay everything bare with your underwriter. Lay it bare with them. They are going to appoint a professional, which is loss adjusters. The loss adjusters are going to do a very, very good job investigating the claim, engaging you, asking you the necessary questions to process the claim and to ensure your legitimate claim are settled.
Gentlemen, we must go. We really must go. Time flies by so quickly on this program. And I have tons and tons of questions. Look at them. Tons and tons of questions on WhatsApp that we've not even taken. You want to do it again?
Yes.
We'll talk some more. We'll talk some more. Honestly, I want to bring you back again, honestly speaking. But before we do that, I can't answer all these questions on my own. Please, how can people reach out to you, gentlemen, if they have questions for you? I'm sure they have questions for you.
So,
how can they reach out to you?
So they can reach out and...
Don't call your company name.
No.
You are going to pay me for that. I'm talking about you. Advise people.
Oh, okay. Interestingly, okay, so... Instagram, Fola_Shoaga.
Fola_Shoaga.
Yes.
Okay.
Same thing with Facebook as well. Fola Shoaga, you definitely find me.
Okay. Can I drop? Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I actually have to be dropping my number.
Okay.
You all can reach me on 070.
Okay.
36379511. Okay. Please be rest assured that your insurance issues will be taken care of. We'll be definitely taking care.
Don't call your company. You'll pay me.
I haven't mentioned names, Sherry.
Thank you guys for coming.
I think we should
do this again. Definitely. I think there's a lot more. Maybe next time you come, we're not going to just dedicate your appearance to answering people's questions and entertaining their thoughts. So, Fola, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Samuel, thank you so much for coming. Let's bring you the news. After the news, Remimo will be here with Table Talk. Good morning to you.
Only one station gives you great talk every day.
On the show yesterday, you spoke about the tariff hike, electricity tariff hike.
Yes.
I'm hearing news today that it's being postponed till next year.
City of Lagos, did I say it yesterday? I am a prophet.
Hear the news and tell us your views.
Congratulations once again to Liverpool, despite the disastrous outing they had tonight.
Your number one station for talk.
You know, WHO gave a guideline for organizations.
Right.
Yes, to implement, reduce the spread of coronavirus in your group, in your companies, here in group. We've done
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.